For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. It's back. It's wrapped in terror. Ooh, it's frightening.
Creeping like a communist, it's knocking at our doors, turning all our children into hooligans and whores, voraciously devouring the way things are today. Savagely deflowering the good old USA. Hey! Reefer madness, reefer madness.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Since the U.S. invasion 5 years ago, opium production has soared in Afghanistan. The illegal harvest, skyrocketing 32-fold under U.S. occupation, has become the nation's leading export, potentially providing enough refined heroin to completely monopolize world markets. Generally overlooked, occupied Afghanistan's second most significant agricultural product is marijuana. Last year, the United Nations estimated that 75,000 acres were cultivated, and the country ranked second only to Morocco as a cannabis source. This year's crop is now mature and ready for harvest. Earlier this month, Canadian soldiers in southern Afghanistan found themselves under attack by Taliban resistance fighters who used thick forests of marijuana plants as both cover and camouflage. Last week, authorities began eradication of mature marijuana fields in northern Afghanistan, infuriating impoverished local farmers whose livelihoods were devastated along with their crops. This week, 10 tons of cannabis were reportedly confiscated by NATO and Afghan authorities from a truck stopped along the Kabul-Kandahar road. In other Afghan news, 6 German NATO troops are under investigation after being photographed desecrating a human skull believed to have been recovered from a mass grave near Kabul. And local reports, still coming in, describe a recent NATO bombing mission in which as many as 86 civilians were killed. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Yes, the drug war is one busy little industry. Each year, 3 million Afghanis make their living growing opium poppies, and each year, 1.65 million Americans lose their living by going to prison for having plant products in their pocket. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.